You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org.
My name's Moby, and I was born September 11th, 1965, in Harlem, New York, and my job is I make music.
Moby's sitting in a Philadelphia hotel room, bald, unshaven, wearing glasses and an untucked t-shirt, and holding his lunch, a vegetarian cheesesteak. He's considered to be the most modern of composers, but Moby says that he spends a lot of time listening to rustic American music, from the blues to gospel.
The way in which music was approached in the mid-20th century and the early 20th century, music then was the product of a sort of like social milieu or a culture. When you listen to a vocal recording from 1930 or 1940, it's a document of a voice that is the product of a very specific culture, as opposed to a professional musician. There's a degree of authenticity.
The result of that listening emerged on his 1999 CD, Play.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard.
There's a song, Natural Blues, that had these wonderful vocals recorded by a woman named Vera Hall, and no one today sings like that. So if I want to have really that earnest, slightly pained quality to a voice, sometimes I need to go back 50 or 60 years to try and find it.
You can also hear the impact of that music on Moby's latest album, Wait For Me. It's a haunting, poignant song cycle that contemplates themes of loss, death, and transcendence. The vocals often attain that quality of pain and yearning that Moby seems to favor.
I mean, I love loud, crazy punk rock, and I love exuberant dance music, but the music that means the most to me tends to be the music that's quieter and more introspective and more emotional and more personal. I just wanted to make a record that to me felt more emotional and, subjectively speaking, more personal.
He was born Richard Melville Hall and got his nickname from his parents due to a distant relationship to Moby Dick author Herman Melville. Growing up in Connecticut, his mother taught him piano and he studied classical guitar. But his musical direction came from other sources.
Well, the first 3 years that I was studying music, I had a music teacher who only liked complicated music. He liked complicated free jazz, he liked experimental classical music. But then I discovered four things. I discovered punk rock. I discovered old blues.
I believe that's my brother.
I discovered disco. And I discovered experimental electronic music. And these genres are predicated on the ideas of simplicity.
Moby's simple songs are often more complicated than you'd suspect, but that's part of his art. He's always been drawn to atmosphere more than structure.
When I was like 12, 13, I mainly liked vocal-driven music. And then I started hearing My Life in the Bush of Ghosts and the B-side to David Bowie's Heroes and some Kraftwerk records. And I really fell in love with that idea of atmospheric instrumental music.
You could hear that on his earliest songs, like Go, which borrowed a melody from the Twin Peaks soundtrack by Angelo Badalamenti. Although Moby has done his share of sampling, he actually performed this theme.
Because I recorded Go originally, it was this very minimal electronic piece of music, and I was a big fan of Twin Peaks, so I tried to put Laura Palmer's theme from Twin Peaks onto the song Go. And I tried to sample it, but it was way too slow. So I then had to replay it with a synthesizer and a piano. which I got really lucky because I'd wanted to sample it, but I couldn't sample it, so as a result, I didn't get sued.
Reverberations from Go are found throughout Moby's music. On most of Moby's albums, you'll find an acknowledgement thanking Jesus Christ, often as boldly stated as you'd find on any Christian album. Moby doesn't consider himself a Christian or member of any religion, but he embraced the concept of Jesus in the mid-1980s, and Christian imagery courses through his music. You can hear it in his pop songs like We Are All Made of Stars.
People that come together.
But it's also there in his instrumental tracks like God Moving Over the Face of the Waters.
In the beginning of the Bible, there's this great passage about when God made the earth. And before he created land, the earth was covered in water. And this great image of God moving over the face of the waters. When I was listening to that piece of music before I gave it a title, I was thinking of that, like before there was land. You know, before there was life, before anything, just, you know, the Spirit of God moving over the face of the waters was, it's such an amazing image. This idea of consciousness 5 billion years before humans.
It was such a powerful song that director Michael Mann used it in its entirety for the climactic scene of his movie, Heat. Moby's latest album, Wait For Me, is a masterful song cycle from a musician who has grown from dance music maven to a composer who speaks in the songwriter's voice, but crafts his message with mood as much as words. Moby-esque is now in our lexicon, something the artist never suspected would happen 20 years ago.
The truth is, I never expected to have a record contract. I honestly thought that I would spend my entire life maybe teaching community college part-time, maybe if I was lucky, working in a record store, and probably making music in my bedroom that no one apart from my girlfriend would possibly listen to.
Obviously, Moby's music has gone beyond an audience of one. His latest album is called Wait For Me on Mute Records. We'll hear him talk about it in the second part of our Moby interview. For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas.
I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.